Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is news about Wales. So all the election results in from all the constituencies and region for the Welsh Senedd, that's Parliament. And it's a seismic result. Labour had won every single election in Wales since 1918. I'm not saying every constituency, but at Westminster level, a Welsh parliamentary level, local council level, and indeed at European Parliament level, when the United Kingdom was still in the European Union. So, the first time in 108 years, Labour has lost. So, the party is now in a disgraceful third position in Wales. I mean, there was one election, was it sort of 1966, when Labour had something like 37 out of 40 Welsh seats. But anyway, oh, how the mighty have fallen. And indeed, the First Minister for Wales, Baroness Eluned Morgan, she lost her seat in the Welsh Parliament. Now, she's the sixth person to be the First Minister of Wales, and she's the only one ever to have been voted out of the Parliament, not just voted out as First Minister. So the Labour Party's got a very long way to go to rebuild itself as the largest party in Wales. And for generations, it was the natural party of government in Wales. It was the automatic choice of the apolitical majority. The average Welsh woman, the average Welshman, the default setting was to vote Labour. Anyway, because I mean, I knew some people who grew up in certain areas of Wales, and you were an oddball if you didn't vote Labour. Okay, so there's no guarantee that Welsh Labour ever will be back as the major party in Wales. I mean, it's too early to forecast that. If they do come back, it's not going to be for quite some time. I don't think it's happened in 5 years, maybe in 10 years, maybe 20, maybe never. Labour doesn't have a God-given right to rule in Wales, just like Labour thought they had some sort of right in Scotland. And okay, they lost in 2007 by one vote. It was a blip. They'd be back. And it hasn't happened. Admittedly, in Scotland, Labour has won at Westminster level last time, but they've not won the Scottish parliamentary, the Scottish Parliament back. But that's another story. I'll come to Scotland in more detail in a while. So the major takeaway is Plaid Cymru, the Party of Wales, has won for the first time ever. So we've got 43 members of the Senedd. That's Parliament in Welsh, but it doesn't have a majority in the Parliament of Wales, which requires, is it 49? And there are now 96 members of the Senedd, which is the highest ever. So that means a lot of totally inexperienced Plaid Cymru ministers are going to be at the helm. Now, remember, Plaid Cymru is about with the withdrawal of Wales from the United Kingdom and rejoining the European Union, two rather unlikely scenarios to transpire. Anyway, and the victory of Plaid Cymru is not so much an endorsement of their desire to break up the United Kingdom. It's more one because it was seen as the only viable left-wing alternative to Labour. Remember, the opinion polls show only about 20% of Welsh people want to leave the United Kingdom. And another big story is Reform United Kingdom is now the biggest party in the Welsh Parliament. So Labour's been pushed into third place. So anyway, Plaid Cymru, they've got, as I said, they've got 43 MSs, and Reform United Kingdom's got 34 members of the Senedd. Now that is a formidable performance of the party's first outing in election. And all right, last time they stood under the banner of the Brexit Party, and most of them came from the United Kingdom Independence Party. If you go back 10 years, the UK Independence Party had a handful of MSs, including the redoubtable Neil Hamilton, who was leader of the UK Independence Party at UK level for a while. Now, the Welsh Conservative Party can scarcely gloat at Labour's losses, because the Conservative defeat has been even more brutal than that of Labour. So the Conservatives are down to a mere seven members of the Senedd. So they went from 22 down to seven. So they lost two-thirds of them, which is even more shocking when you consider the number of MSs has increased. So down to a very low vote share. So, I mean, the defectors from the Welsh Conservatives appear to have gone almost all to Reform United Kingdom, whereas the defectors from Labour gone mostly to Plaid Cymru, a few to Reform UK, a few even to the Greens. So the Greens have got only two members of the Senedd, and the Liberal Democrats have performed abysmally, getting a single member of the Senedd, the same as last time. So each election to the Senedd is a near-death experience for them. This to think that Lloyd George, Perhaps the greatest Liberal Prime Minister was a Welshman. And, the Liberal Democrats were extinct as a parliamentary party in Wales in 2019. They came back with a few in 2024. This happened before. William Ewart Gladstone was married to a Miss Glynn, a Welsh woman, and had his house in Harden in Wales. So, yeah, we shall see. So, Cathays Park, a new government of Plaid Cymru, will be ushered into office. The thing is, they don't have the majority. So what are they going to do? Are they going to govern as a minority administration? Labour's done that for some time. But they're well short. They're just one seat short. Are they going to try and coalesce with Labour? But they say, no, we cannot be helping a defeated, rejected Labour Party stay in office, even as a junior coalition partner. The Liberal Democrats, while they've only got one MS, they will not work with Reform UK. They think the Conservatives brand is really damaged. They won't be associated with them. The Green Party, I suppose, is the only alternative. Are they going to do that? Is there going to be two loony left? Is it going to put the speed limit down to a really low level? Which Plaid Cymru is against? Put wind turbines everywhere? No meat or something like that. We remain to be seen. So winning the election might have been the easy part. You know, as I remember Anne Widdecombe, a Tory politician, said, it's easy to criticise. Yeah, it's very hard when you have to do it yourself. That's it. Dismal viewing for the Labour Party. You know, when for decades, Labour could count on at least 30 out of 40 Welsh seats at Westminster. And that's not a foregone conclusion. Now, admittedly, voting behaviour depends on which legislature you're voting for. I remember meeting a Conservative member of the Welsh Senedd, this is about 2001, and he said I knew a Tufted Bufton type was very much a Conservative, retired army officer, but when it came to the Welsh Parliament, he voted for Plaid Cymru, because for the Welsh Assembly, as it was then called, I vote for the Welsh Party. For Westminster, I vote for one of the major Westminster parties, and so forth. So things might be different voting for Westminster. Obviously, the next Westminster election could be as late as August 2029. As Harold Wilson said, a week is a long time in politics. Well, over 3 years is virtually an eternity. So, yeah, anything can happen at backgammon, but for how they're going to turn it around. So Baroness Eleanor Morgan's got to go as leader of the Welsh Labour Party. Now, how is a baroness allowed to be in the Welsh Parliament? Remember, she's in the House of Lords. She's not allowed to be in the House of Commons, but she can be elected to another legislature. Mr. Ap Iorwerth, good news for him. He's going to be made First Minister for Wales. Now, the previous Labour administration, it was Mark Drakeford, was First Minister, when Charles III ascended the throne, said, we're not having an investiture for William as Prince of Wales. Plaid Cymru, would they agree to it? They tend to be anti-monarchists, but say, it's a celebration for Wales. Have some investiture ceremony in Caernarfon Castle, a chance to showcase the Welsh language. Have a concert for Wales in Cardiff that evening. Do it in the summer, height of summer, not this year, maybe next year or something. Have all the Welsh stars perform for free in a charity concert. Would that be a good idea? I mean, I don't think they'll do it, but it's one of the few positive things that might come out of it. Labour is licking its wounds, and it's partly about Starmer. It's about, failures in Wales by the Welsh government. And even Baroness Eleanor Morgan said a couple of years ago, there's some parts of Wales that feel forgotten. Well, whose fault is that? Labour's been in office for 27 years. They had a majority for some of that time. It's all their own fault. And we've got to give the other lot a go. It's an unhealthy thing for democracy if one party wins every single time. This is the seventh election to the Welsh Parliament, and this is the first one that Labour's lost. So maybe it's a good humbling thing for them. Maybe a big kick up the bum to try and improve themselves. There they are in third place. But, the Conservatives cannot crow about this because it's been a disastrous result for them too. And there's not a guarantee that Reform UK is going to fail. I mean, I think they will dip, but I might be wrong. And the Conservatives might be stuck in fourth place for quite some time in Wales. And there's obviously a chance that Plaid Cymru might exceed expectations. Maybe they'll succeed. Yeah, so Labour can't assume it's going to get back in automatically. Right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't PayPal, GeorgeCannon7@gmail.com. Goodbye.